to each of you. So good to be here ready this morning. As most of you know, I've been going through the book of Proverbs, and my verses are Proverbs 30, 24 through 28. Brother Chris had a prayer for us, so I think we'll just get started here. Let's start by reading through the verses. Proverbs 30, 24. There be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceeding wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. The conies are but a feeble folk, yet they make their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet they go forth, all of them by bands. The spider taketh hold with her hands, and is in king's palaces. So, let's start by verse 25. A few interesting things I found about ants. As we consider how God made them, ants are exceptionally strong and fast. Although estimates vary, the average ant can carry between 10 to 15 times its own body weight and run at approximately 800 times its body length a minute. Pound for pound, the ant is one of the strongest members of the animal kingdom. While strength varies among each of the 12,000 species, at the maximum, what the strongest species of an ant can carry is comparable to a human being carrying a truck. So a thought I had was, if you picture one of us walking to Lynn Grove and picking up a truck and bringing it back to church, it's just a practical, small thought. That gives us some idea of the weight that ants can carry compared to their body size. It is believed the total weight of all the ants in the world is the same, if not larger, than the weight of all the human beings in the world. Some ants can support up to 100 times their own body weight upside down on glass. The largest colony ever found was 3,750 miles wide. Ants are the longest living insects, living up to 30 years. There are 12,000 known different species of ants. Dozens of colonies of the world's smallest ant could live in the brain case of the world's largest ant. Ants move an estimated 50 tons of soil per year in 1 square mile. Fire ants caused an estimated $5 billion worth of damage in North America per year. So let's take a look at some of the spiritual, practical applications of an ant. God encourages the slugger to go above, to go observe and learn from the ant. In Proverbs 6:6 says, "Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise." One clear message that God wants us to learn from the ant: ants look ahead and prepare for what is coming in the future. May we learn this lesson well. As the verse says again, the ants are people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. They look ahead and prepare before winter comes. May we learn this lesson well. May God help us to look ahead and prepare for eternity. May we all be ready for the return of Jesus Christ, our Savior, so we are not caught unprepared, not knowing when He shall come. Another verse I had was in Matthew 24:44. Therefore, be also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Ants are always also a picture of the brotherhood, working together to accomplish great things, giving their all for a bigger cause. I really appreciate the brotherhood here, and I think we have some of that, and it's definitely a blessing to see the brothers working together to make great things happen. A few ants off by themselves somewhere soon perish. So we'll move on to verse 26. The conies are but a feeble folk, yet they make their houses in the rocks. A coney, from what I could tell, is a lot like a groundhog. It's a little different shaped, but they live in the rocks and the mountains. Conies, they're not very smart, but they are smart enough to build their houses in the rocks, where the beasts can't get them. Rocks don't wash away, like the foolish man that built his house on the sand. We must build our lives on a solid foundation. Matthew 16:18. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Matthew 7:26. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. Psalms 104:18. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the conies. And then Proverbs 30:27. The locusts, go on to verse 27. The locusts have no king, yet they go forth all of them by bands. Some things I could draw from this, or some thoughts I had, were we need to band together as Christians. As times get worse, there'll be fewer of us, and we will need each other. We don't have a physical king, but we have one in heaven. In Joel 2:25, and I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the pommel worm, my great army which I sent among you. Acts 2:44. And all that believed were together and had all things in common. One thing I thought I had was we need to band together. Have all things in common. And then Hebrews 10:25. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. There's also orderliness among the locusts as they go about destroying. It's not necessarily a good orderliness, but the lesson we can learn is that if we band together, we can accomplish a lot of good. 1 Corinthians 14:26. How is it then, brethren, when ye come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation, let all things be done unto the edifying. And then 1 Corinthians 14:40. Let all things be done decently and in order. So as I considered that, the locusts have no king, yet they go forth, all of them, by bands. That was encouraging to me to think that if we all go forth in a band, even though we don't have a physical king we can see, we have a God in heaven. We can accomplish a lot. So we'll move on to verse 28. The spider taketh hold with her hands and is in king's palaces. One fact about spiders, they have no extensor muscles in their limbs, and instead extend them by hydraulic pressure. Spiders have some grit. They take a hold with their hands, and somehow they make it about everywhere. In like manner, we should be in our spiritual lives. One of the chief principles the spider teaches us is how relentless it is. It spends a lot of time spinning a web. If you destroy it, a day later it's there again. Spider doesn't wait for someone to come build its web. It takes matters in its own hands and builds its own. Sometimes we as Christians tend to sit around and wait on God or other people. That was challenging to my life. It was a thought that I need to, can't wait on my parents or the church or anybody. I need to engage and by myself. The spider teaches us that we're responsible. We live in a society that is not responsible. There's a lot of people are not responsible for their actions. And that's one thing I want to encourage everyone here and myself is to be responsible for our actions, and if we make wrong choices, to make them right and go on from there. One more verse I had was Ecclesiastes 9:10. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. So that's all I had. I want to thank you all for listening. God bless.